Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, and welcome to this edition of Hope. Today's episode is Shepherd, and the scripture is Psalm 23, and the song is Jehovah Jireh by Don Moen. And the word Jehovah Jireh means the Lord my provider, just as a reminder that is what and who God is. And when you hear this phrase, it's just a reminder that God is the provider for everything and all things. And Psalm 23 is also one of the scriptures that, as I said, my mother had given us when we were younger. Just one of those scriptures that we memorized, and it comes to mind at any given moment when anything is happening, especially if you're feeling overwhelmed or just not sure where, for some, the next meal is coming from, for some, the next paycheck, the next job, the next, just anything that is needed. It's just a reminder that our help comes from the Lord, and that He is the maker of heaven and earth. That is the psalm after Psalm 23, Psalm 24 also. But Psalm 23 reads, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for His namesake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for You are with me. Your rod and Your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely, goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Amen. It's a beautiful scripture, and as I said again, just a reminder that God is in control. We go through, as humans, just this mindset that we don't have what we need, and commercials, everything just inundates us with stuff. It's like, oh, you need this, you need to go on vacation here, you need to buy this brand of food, you need to get whatever it is because you need it, you have to have it. And we really don't. The Lord provides for all that we need all the time. And I read this same psalm, but as in a kid's book, and it reads, "The Lord is my loving shepherd. He gives me what I need. He blesses me with a place to rest. He comforts me when I am sad and gives me strength when I need it. He helps me do what is right, so others will see how good the Lord is. Even when things look dark and scary, I will not be afraid because God is my shepherd. He protects me and gives me comfort. He blesses me even in front of those who don't like me. He rubs my head with oil and I overflow with His blessings. His goodness follows me and I will live with Him here on earth and in heaven." Amen. It's a simpler version, and it cuts to the heart of what God is doing and how He's taking care of us and how He's giving us rest and how, because he's our shepherd, we lack nothing. If you picture a shepherd with his sheep, he leads them. He takes them to where they need to eat. He takes them to where they need to drink. He protects them from wild animals that want to attack them. He keeps them in pastures that are fertile and good. And he's not going to let them out of where he's protecting them from, you know, all the things that are going on in the world. He is their shepherd. He is our shepherd. He protects us wherever we are. So it's a reminder, again, to remember that God protects us. As you leave your home, as you wake up in the morning, just, if you can memorize this psalm, it is just, it's a calming, peaceful, restful psalm to just repeat to oneself, repeat it out loud. You know, just that first verse, if you're thinking, oh, I don't have enough to do this, just keep saying, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. That means you lack nothing. The Lord is your shepherd. Whatever you need, he's already provided. We just need to trust in faith that he has done this, and just thank him through it, because he's already made the plan. He's already done whatever it is that we need. We just need to thank him and ask him for the eyes to see through his way, so that we can see what he has done and walk through it, be grateful. And gratitude is just so important. Because as it says later, he's prepared a table before you in the presence of your enemies. So whoever is trying to like harm you, he's already taken care of it. And even more so, he's blessed you abundantly so that your enemies can see that you have a God who protects you and there's nothing they can do about it. And then it says, surely goodness and love will follow you all the days of your life. And that again is just when he anoints your head with oil and your cup overflows. And then it says, surely goodness and love will follow you all the days of your life. Because again, he's anointed our heads with blessings of oil, and whatever flows through us overflows out of us as well. It's our, when we are at peace, everyone around us is at peace because they see the Lord's peace and it overflows to them. When we are blessed, we bless all those around us because it overflows from the blessing the Lord has given us. He doesn't give us stuff to just hoard and not bless others. He gives us so we can be a blessing to others. He blesses us so we can be a blessing to others. So again, it's just a reminder. He is our provider. He blesses us. He loves us. He protects us. He will keep us safe under his special shelter. He will not let any weapon fashioned against us prosper. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. I just put another scripture in there. I apologize. But there are just so many things that we don't understand. But if we give God the glory, the praise, the thanksgiving, he is our shepherd and he knows what we need and he's already provided before we even ask sometimes. And the Don Moen song, Jehovah Jireh, this rendition is kind of has an Irish line dancing lilt, instrumental lilt to it. So when you hear it, I want to read you some of the lyrics here for this. It says, Jehovah Jireh, my provider, his grace is sufficient for me. My God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory. He will give his angels charge over me. Jehovah Jireh cares for me. And again, his grace is sufficient for us. He is our provider. He has provided everything that we need. So we just need to walk in faith and trust that he has given us all that we need for this day. We lack nothing for this day. Again, the Lord's Prayer says, I'm mixing it with Psalm 23 now. But anyway, he gives us this day our daily bread. And that is what the Lord does for us each and every day. So everything we need today, the peace we need, the joy we need, the money we need, the hope we need, the protection we need, the love we need, the grace we need, he has provided all that we need for this day. So I pray your day is blessed. You lack nothing because the Lord has made a way for you today already. So walk into his plan. May the Lord keep you and may you be a blessing to all those around you this day. Till next time, God bless you, God keep you, and the Lord keep his face to shine upon you. Please share. Be encouraged, and to God be the glory.